With the exception of springtime nor'easters and the cooler temperatures, springtime in this part of the world is for the most part a pleasant time of year. And the outside reflects quite well what happens inside. As the church celebrates this season of Easter, this time of new life and grace, a time of growth. These realities are found not just here inside St. Patrick's or outside in northeastern U.S. of A., but here in the sacred scriptures that we read, here in the early church accounts, and throughout the 7 weeks of Easter, we read them. We read from the Acts of the Apostles. And today is no different. Today's reading from Acts is a pretty good one. Acts chapter 6, and we hear about the growth of the early church, the increased numbers. And St. Luke has a great line. He says, "Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith." You know things are good when the priests are good. You know things are good when they're being obedient. It was a good time. And even in those good times, even with those great blessings, there were challenges. And there were anxieties and troubles. And sometimes when all is well on the outside, sometimes those not well things that remain, sometimes they can be a little more tricky. You know, in wintertime when everything's dark and dismal, you expect to be depressed. To have depression at this time of year might be a little more difficult. And we hear today of some difficulties in the early church. And that's why today's gospel reading, the first line, is so beautiful. Jesus, it's the Last Supper. And that opening line, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." It certainly makes sense at that Last Supper. Trouble was coming. But you know, to hear those words, even on an Easter morning like today, could be a great grace. Do not let your hearts be troubled. What's the trouble in the early church? Well, we heard it in the first reading. One of the troubles and challenges was the fact that as the church grew, there were some people being neglected. Widows were being neglected. Complaints were beginning to grow. The fact of the matter is, life is messy. If you have a family, you know that. Having one kid is one thing. Having four, well, that's just a whole other ballgame. Life can be challenging. And we see what the early church did. Rather than pull back, "Hey, let's just stop this growth thing here. Let's just have Jesus Club with the people that we have." Rather than pull back, that early church pulled together. And we hear it. We're told that they came together, they gathered together, they began to pray. They began to be on the lookout for holy people, holy men of great wisdom, people dedicated to the Word of God who could be of help. And they found them. We have in this account the first deacons of the church. And what could have been a point of contention became a point of grace. And we find similar happenings in the second reading. It's the first letter of Peter. And in speaking of all the different pieces of the church, Peter speaks of the stones. And some of those stones are cornerstones or stumbling blocks. Some of them are rejected blocks. And Peter speaks of a transformation of all of these pieces of stone. And he says this. He says to the people that he's writing to, the newly baptized, "You are living stones. Let yourself be built up into a spiritual house. Isn't that beautiful? He says, come to him, the living stone, rejected by the builders, rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. Come to him and let yourself be built up. Coming together, healing, and peace. My friends, this is the good news. It's the working of Almighty God in us, his people. And that's what Christianity is. It's not just looking at God. It's not a spectator sport or activity. But it's the work of God in us. It's our work too. And I think on this Mother's Day weekend, it is the specific work, the particular work of a mother. And this is why in the Catholic Church, what a gift to be able to acknowledge, to revere, and to highlight the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, there are many gifts that all the other Christian churches have, but a great gift that they forsake is the presence and the role of the Blessed Mother. We must not do that. Mothers love life. They help create it. They sustain and feed it and care for it. Mothers are familiar with living stones. They are people that not just make houses, but they make the home. And on this Mother's Day, aware of the growth and life of this time of year, aware of our continued need for growth in life, aware of all the knots and the challenges of life, how good it is to know the role of a mom. Today, we thank God for our mothers. And in this month of May, we thank God for our Blessed Mother, one who is the undoer of knots, the protector and the lover of all that is good. I close my homily today with a rather famous quote. Not sure if you heard it before, but there was a cardinal in Hungary, Cardinal Medvinsky. And he had this to say about moms. The most important person on earth is a mother. She cannot claim the honor of having built Notre Dame Cathedral. She need not. She has built something more magnificent than any cathedral, a dwelling for an immortal soul. The tiny perfection of her baby's body. The angels have not been blessed with such a grace. They cannot share in God's creative miracle to bring new saints to heaven. Only a human mother can. Mothers are closer to God the Creator than any other creature. God joins forces with mothers in performing this act of creation. What on God's good earth is more glorious than this? To be a mother. I think to have one is pretty good. And we all have one. Today, as we remember our moms, let us remember the work not only that they have done, but the work that mothers continue to do, because we continue to stand in need of that grace. And to the extent that we know each day the presence of mom in our life, to that extent we will be built up into a spiritual house. To that extent, the good news we hear on Sundays will be the good news of Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and of every day. My friends, thank God for the work of God and through the instrument of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother. May we continue to be blessed and to be built up as his body.